Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now, in this audio, I'll talk about the works of Kamala Markande. Now, the dates of Kamala Markande are from 1924 to 2004, okay? And she is particularly important when we read about contemporary Indian writing in English. Now, Kamala Markande married a Englishman, and after India declared its independence, she moved to Great Britain. But she kept on writing about Indians, and in most of her works, we see a conflict between Eastern values and Western values, and how Indians are coping up with the changing value system, their struggles, their adaptations. And her famous work is called Nectar in a Sieve. Nectar in a Sieve. And sieve ki spelling kya hai? S-I-E-V-E. This work came out in 1954. Now some other works by her are called Some Inner Fury. Theek hai? Ye wala jo work hai, this novel came out in 1955. After that, A Silence of Desire. Theek hai? A Silence of Desire. And this work came out in 1960. And in most of her works, what is reflected is that when she talks about Indian values, okay, Indian value system or Eastern value system is portrayed as being traditional and spiritual. On the other hand, Western values are portrayed as being modern but materialistic, okay, materialistic. And this particular issue she deals with in the novel called Possession, okay, Possession. And Possession was published in 1963. But the longest and the most ambitious work of Markande is the novel called The Golden Honeycomb. Okay, The Golden Honeycomb. And this work came out in 1977. And this is her first attempt at historical fiction. Okay, and basically it's about three generations of a princely family from 1850 to independence, which happened in 1947. And one more theme you will always find in the works of Kamala Markande are the impact of the modern urban culture brought in by the British rule on traditional Indian life. Okay? So from an exam point of view, you should remember the important works of Kamala Markande. Okay? Uske baad, in particular, her novel called Nectar in a Sieve. Because this novel is very, very famous. And they can ask you in an exam, where does this line come from? It comes from a poem by Coleridge, Samuel Taylor Coleridge. And the complete line is, quote, "Work without hope draws nectar in a sieve," unquote. Okay? Work without hope draws nectar in a sieve. And from an exam point of view, you should also remember that the novel Nectar in a Sieve, iski jo protagonist hai, it's a heroine, and the name is Rukmani. Okay? Rukmani. Sometimes they can ask you name of characters, name of protagonists, and also name of novels. And sometimes they also ask you what are the characteristics of somebody's works. So from an exam point of view, you should keep in mind all of these points.